You would think that when Arsenal get Saka back, that they will go on a bit of a run and they'll maybe eclipse them. It's almost kind of hard to see them finishing below Manchester City now.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Football Daily on Off The Ball.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Virgin Media confirm a four-year deal for League of Ireland games. Ruben Amorim sticks the boot into Marcus Rashford and Spurs look set to stick with Ange Postecoglou for now. First today, Virgin Media has announced a new four-year broadcast deal with the League of Ireland. Virgin Media is now the sole broadcaster of the SSC Airtricity Men's Premier Division. They'll broadcast 36 games on free-to-air television with a live game each round of the season. The first games will be announced on Wednesday. The new season kicks off on Friday the 14th of February. Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers then play at the Aviva Stadium on Sunday the 16th. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim has suggested he'd rather put a 63-year-old goalkeeping coach on the bench over Marcus Rashford. The England forward hasn't been involved in the United matchday squad for 6 weeks and he was left out again for last night's 1-0 win away to Fulham. Amorim, who's 40 today, has continued to question the 27-year-old's attitude with 1 week to go until the January transfer window closes.
It's always the same reason. So,
what is that reason?
The reason is the training. The way I see what a footballer should do in training, in life, and is every day, every detail. So, if things don't change, I will not change. It's the same situation for every player. If you do the maximum, if you do the right things, we can use every player. And you can see it today on the bench. We miss a little bit like pace to go, to change the game, to move some pieces. But I prefer like that. I will put Vital before I put a player that don't give the maximum every day. So I will not change in that department.
The win for United at Craven Cottage moved them up to 12th in the Premier League. Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou admits he doesn't know if he'll still be in a job by the time his injured players start to come back. Spurs are 15th with just one win from their last 11 league matches. They were beaten 2-1 at home to Leicester, who are out of the relegation zone. Postecoglou knows some fans will have already made their minds up on his future.
It doesn't really kind of come into my consciousness about trying to convince people. I think, you know, I've been around long enough to know that some will just judge on where we're at the moment, and you know, rightly so in some respects, and it's not good enough. If people want to sort of put context to that, they can. If not, so be it. But, you know, from my point of view, I think I'm still sort of very much stuck on the fact that the players are just giving everything they can. You know, they did on Thursday night, they did tonight. You know, there's probably at least two that shouldn't have been out there, but they were just, you know, desperate to try and, like I said, turn our fortunes around. Now, you know, hopefully over the next sort of 10 days, 2 weeks, we'll get some significant players back, which I think will help this group a lot and give them the boost they need. And you know, we've still got some fantastic opportunities this year to make an impact for the second half of the year. Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen.
Chelsea have a 7-point lead at the top of the Women's Super League after a 1-0 win over Arsenal before kick-off at Stamford Bridge. The champions announced that they'd broken the female transfer record to sign USA international Naomi Girma. Chelsea boss Sonia Bompastor is excited by the quality Girma will bring to the WSL leaders.
Really good, you know, when you have so many goals in your season, I think it's good to have a big squad with a lot of talent. I think having Girma, because we had Kadesha Buchanan who tore her ACL, I think it's good because we'll have, again, the option to play with back three, back four.
Katie McKay was sent off late in the game. The Ireland international was shown a second yellow card for dissent. There may be more consequences for McCabe, who kicked the tunnel on her way off the pitch at Stamford Bridge. That was Arsenal's first loss under Rene Slagers and first since they lost to Chelsea at the Emirates in October, which turned out to be the last game in charge for Jonas Eideville. The Gunners are 10 points off top spot. Manchester United are now Chelsea's nearest challengers thanks to a 3-0 win at home to Brighton. Premier League referees body, the PGMOL, has strongly condemned the reaction towards Michael Oliver after his decision to send off Arsenal's Miles Lewis-Skelly against Wolves in the Premier League on Saturday. Police are now investigating a number of threats against the official. The defender was shown a straight red card for his tackle on Ireland international Matt Doherty, prompting abuse online. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta said after the game he was absolutely fuming, and because it was that obvious, he didn't think his words would help. Lecce's president says the club is trying to resist Manchester United's pressure to sign 20-year-old Danish left-back Patrick Dorgu, who the Italian club value at €40 million. The Serie A club have rejected the most recent €30 million-plus bonuses proposal from United for Dorgu, who can play on the right or left of defence or attack. Lecce paid Nordjylland just €200,000 for Dorgu in 2022. And Aston Villa boss Unai Emery is looking to add a defender to a squad before the transfer window closes. Tyrone Mings went off injured in yesterday's 1-1 draw at West Ham, but he confirmed on social media it wasn't a serious knee injury. Villa are already without Pau Torres due to a broken metatarsal. Diego Carlos joined Fenerbahce last week. It's been reported Villa are in talks to sign former Tottenham defender Juan Foyt from Emery's former club Villarreal, and it's believed Chelsea's Axel Disasi is also a target.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
You would think that when Arsenal get Saka back that they will go on a bit of a run and they'll maybe eclipse them. It's almost kind of hard to see them finishing below Manchester City now.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Virgin Media confirm a 4-year deal for League of Ireland games. Ruben Amorim sticks the boot into Marcus Rashford, and Spurs look set to stick with Ange Postecoglou for now. First today, Virgin Media has announced a new 4-year broadcast deal with the League of Ireland. Virgin Media is now the sole broadcaster of the SSC Airtricity Men's Premier Division. They'll broadcast 36 games on free-to-air television with a live game each round of the season. The first games will be announced on Wednesday. The new season kicks off on Friday the 14th of February. Bohemians and Shamrock Rovers then play at the Aviva Stadium on Sunday the 16th. Manchester United boss Ruben Amorim has suggested he'd rather put a 63-year-old goalkeeping coach on the bench over Marcus Rashford. The England forward hasn't been involved in the United matchday squad for 6 weeks, and he was left out again for last night's 1-0 win away to Fulham. Amorim, who's 40 today, has continued to question the 27-year-old's attitude with 1 week to go until the January transfer window closes.
It's always the same reason. So,
what is that reason?
The reason is the training. The way I see what a footballer should do in training, in life, and is every day, every detail. So, if things don't change, I will not change. It's the same situation for every player. If you do the maximum, if you do the right things, we can use every player. And you can see it today on the bench. We miss a little bit like pace to go, to change the game, to move some pieces. But I prefer like that. I will put Vital before I put a player that don't give the maximum every day. So I will not change in that department.
The win for United at Craven Cottage moved them up to 12th in the Premier League. Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou admits he doesn't know if he'll still be in a job by the time his injured players start to come back. Spurs are 15th with just one win from their last 11 league matches. They were beaten 2-1 at home to Leicester, who are out of the relegation zone. Postecoglou knows some fans will have already made their minds up on his future.
It doesn't really kind of come into my consciousness about trying to convince people. I think, you know, I've been around long enough to know that some will just judge on where we're at the moment, and you know, rightly so in some respects, and it's not good enough. If people want to sort of put context to that, they can. If not, so be it. But, you know, from my point of view, I think I'm still sort of very much stuck on the fact that the players are just giving everything they can. You know, they did on Thursday night, they did tonight. You know, there's probably at least two that shouldn't have been out there, but they were just, you know, desperate to try and, like I said, turn our fortunes around. Now, you know, hopefully over the next sort of 10 days, 2 weeks, we'll get some significant players back, which I think will help this group a lot and give them the boost they need. And you know, we've still got some fantastic opportunities this year to make an impact for the second half of the year, and I'm sure that'll happen.
Chelsea have a 7-point lead at the top of the Women's Super League after a 1-0 win over Arsenal before kick-off at Stamford Bridge. The champions announced that they'd broken the female transfer record to sign USA international Naomi Girma. Chelsea boss Sonia Bompastor is excited by the quality Girma will bring to the WSL leaders.
Really good, you know, when you have so many goals in your season, I think it's good to have a big squad with a lot of talent. I think having Girma, because we had Kadesha Buchanan who tore her ICL, I think it's good because we'll have, again, the option to play with back three, back four.
Katie McKay was sent off late in the game. The Ireland international was shown a second yellow card for dissent. There may be more consequences for McKay, who kicked the tunnel on her way off the pitch at Stamford Bridge. That was Arsenal's first loss under Rene Slagers and first since they lost at Chelsea at the Emirates in October, which turned out to be the last game in charge for Jonas Eideville. The Gunners are 10 points off top spot. Manchester United are now Chelsea's nearest challengers thanks to a 3-0 win at home to Brighton. Premier League referees body, the PGMOL, has strongly condemned the reaction towards Michael Oliver after his decision to send off Arsenal's Miles Lewis-Skelly against Wolves in the Premier League on Saturday. Police are now investigating a number of threats against the official. The defender was shown a straight red card for his tackle on Ireland international Matt Doherty, prompting abuse online. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta said after the game he was absolutely fuming, and because it was that obvious, he didn't think his words would help. Lecce's president says the club is trying to resist Manchester United's pressure to sign 20-year-old Danish left-back Patrick Dorgu, who the Italian club value at €40 million. The Serie A club have rejected the most recent €30 million plus bonuses proposal from United for Dorgu, who can play on the right or left of defence or attack. Lecce paid Nordjylland just €200,000 for Dorgu in 2022. And Aston Villa boss Unai Emery is looking to add a defender to a squad before the transfer window closes. Tyrone Mings went off injured in yesterday's 1-1 draw at West Ham, but he confirmed on social media it wasn't a serious knee injury. Villa are already without Pau Torres due to a broken metatarsal. Diego Carlos joined Fenerbahce last week. It's been reported Villa are in talks to sign former Tottenham defender Juan Foyt from Emery's former club Villarreal, and it's believed Chelsea's Axel Disasi is also a target.
The Football Daily on Off the Ball.
You would think that when Arsenal get Saka back that they will go on a bit of a run and they'll maybe eclipse them. It's almost kind of hard to see them finishing below Manchester City now.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.